Hallelujah. Okay, let's go ahead. Now, Paul's mindset of Paul's prayer for them is that they don't come short in any gift. Do you understand me? They don't come short in any gift at all. Very important, because we'll get to see where that is useful. Hallelujah. Back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now he says, now concerning spiritual gifts, as the King James put, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. Right? Said now, verse 2 says, you know that you were Gentiles carried away by these dumb idols. However, you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit called Jesus accursed. Do you understand that? No man speaking by the Spirit called Jesus accursed. The word for accursed is the word anathema. The word for accursed. Anathema means, it means, it's a big word. Hallelujah. Now, no one called Jesus accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. We're going to look at this right now. Remember Peter when he said, when Jesus asked them, who do men say I am? Remember Peter's response? Thou art who? Christ the what? That is the Rhema. Perfect. Hallelujah. That is the word. Thou art Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. The Son of God. Hallelujah. Now, listen to this. Jesus replied and said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but what by the Spirit? Now, remember, look at what Paul is writing. Consistency. Hallelujah. No one said that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now, he said, no one speaking by the Spirit calls Jesus accursed. And, you see, anybody, the word calls Jesus accursed is this. Anyone who doesn't believe the message of the gospel, I have to say like that. Anyone who doesn't believe the message of the gospel is calling him accursed. Do you understand me? Yes. But then he died on his own. Hallelujah. When you don't receive the message of the gospel, that's what you're saying. I'll tell you something now. Okay, there are some people who they are believers, but they struggle to accept the truth. You're telling them the truth, you are telling them the truth, you are showing them what the truth. They don't, their own belief, their own points, they don't have scripture. Like, for example, I was reading one of the books by Kenneth Hagin. He said he was in the church, he met a pastor. The pastor of the church. So after service, they were in the parsonage, and the pastor was trying to quote some things on the scripture. And, you know, he said if you quote one, Kenneth Hagin would counter him and show him several scriptures. And the guy would say, okay, show me where your own is. Actually, it's in the book. Hallelujah. He now said something, he said, actually, it's not everything. It's not everything. Now, that is where people begin to walk in error. It's not everything that is in the Bible. That is where people begin to walk in error. So people have beliefs that run in their lives. They don't have beliefs that they adapt to. And it doesn't have any scriptural basis. And if you have to show them, say, actually, you know everything. But if I then, okay, show me where smoking is inside the Bible. It becomes absurd. Do you understand? Somebody has once argued and said, okay, you know, when you're in the hostel, you hear several nonsense in school. So, okay, show me where there's smoke inside. And you know, you're just talking to people who have who have carried stone and blocked their ears. Hallelujah. And it's funny. These people have Christian bringing, upbringing. Do you understand me? No man by the Spirit calls Jesus accursed. Somebody comes and tells you, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Remember what Moses did, Abby? I showed us earlier what Moses did. Yeah? He wrote something, said, thus saith the Lord. Saith the Lord. Do you understand me? Thus saith the Lord. Do you know, saith the Lord? My son. My son. Jesus only spent 2 days, four hours in the grave. He did not get to heaven. Hallelujah. Even like, you see, these days, it's really easy to deceive people. You don't have? Wear good clothes. Wear good blazers. Wear good clothes. Put big chain on your neck like a dog. You understand? Big chain that has cross. Carry big Bible. Stand in the church. Build a podium. Just stand and sit and just gather people. Just tell people, come and receive miracle, deliverance from satanic fatherism. Yes, now, fatherism course. Deliverance. Yes, now. Deliverance from the father, from the mother side. You don't know. Somebody, God saved his life. I saw that on Facebook. Somebody, God saved his life from an accident a year ago. He came after 1 year and was saying, God saved my life from the curse in my father's house. I saw that, I was laughing. I said this one. I said, hey. He said, the curse of my father. Come on. Must we bring to be born again is see. I don't know. Hallelujah. You just tell people there is a because any. It's just that you just tell one person you have a problem. Once you have a problem, I see that problem is on your father's place. Person will come to your church because it is generic. Everybody has. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Very easy. And people will just troop the church. Now Spain, they brought a CD home one time. I should have just been watching my cartoon. I like cartoons. But I've just been watching my cartoon in peace. I was okay, play the message. I will not call the name of the pastor. Jehovah. For 2 hours, 30 minutes. Instead of the guy to be giving us exegesis, he was dealing with the foundation of the fathers for 2 hours. And people were sitting down. And I remember the scriptures. Marriage will not enjoy sound doctrine. Do you understand me? It's not very easy to deceive people, and people just gather. Anything you hear, Jesus is junior God. Carry it. You will now be posting it on your Instagram. Jesus is junior God, second God. Jesus, and not all who call themselves apostles are apostles. Hallelujah. I didn't mention anybody's name. I don't even say anything. Hallelujah. Now we'll go ahead. Some people will just be doctor, and they are teaching the Bible. Just know they are about to doctor your life. Hallelujah. Just doctor your life in. The way they will just pull the string. Even yourself, you say you don't know how you enter. You just admit it. So it's my grandfather's. Even in the Old Testament, it was dealt in the Old Testament. Your father cannot eat grape, and it affects the teeth of the children. It was dealt in the Old Testament. And they say bringing it to this day. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Okay, let's move ahead. Now, no man speaking by the Spirit calls Jesus accursed. No one can say he's Lord except by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, let's go ahead. He said there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Please take note of the word diversities. Take note of the word the same Spirit. Hallelujah. Hey.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Now, he said there are difference of ministries. Talks about ministerial gifts. You read towards verses 26, 27, 28, spoke about that. Now, he says, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities. The word there is the word operation in some scriptures. Diversities of operation. Then he said what? And what verse? Okay. But it's the same God who works all in all. Hallelujah. Goes ahead. Say, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Stop. Now, take note of the word. I told you to take note of the word diversities and spirit. Hallelujah. And then, whatever, before I say anything here, let's go back to chapter 1. Now, we understand what Paul said in chapter 1 first. Our understanding of what Paul said in chapter 1 first will help us a whole lot more. Chapter 1, verse 7 again. So you come short in no gifts. You come short in no gifts. Let's go back. Please, let this be in your spirit as we move. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I said there are differences of ministry. Okay. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word for manifestation is the word phanerosis. 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 It means bestowment. Manifestation, bestowment. Bestowment. Now, can we read that in that light? But the bestowment, the same word is used in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2. Okay, it says, but the bestowment of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. He didn't say, listen. He didn't say, the showing forth of the Spirit. No, that is what manifestation means to some people. Evolving, grammar is evolving. Do you understand me? Now, manifestation. The showing forth of the Spirit. No, say the bestowment. The Holy Spirit in you. Do you understand me? The indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Is given to what? Each and every one of us for profit. Hallelujah. The word for of all is not in the original. Hallelujah. For what? For the profit. Very important. This verse that precedes the next verse must be taken with all importance. Hallelujah. Because some people have been reading several things into the scriptures. Glory, hallelujah. 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 Okay. Should be able to round up on that time. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's run through them. He said, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of healings by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Stop. And I just ran through it. Ran through it for a reason. That we'll all get it all true. Then I'll come back and we'll do the talk. First of all, Paul has told us we shouldn't lack in any gift, right? Right? That is one, kept. Now, number two, he told us the bestowment of the Spirit in us is a what? Profit. Right? It's a profit. So now we've got these two settled in our spirit, right? Good. When it talks about, I don't just want to jump, I want to take it one after the other. Can a believer have the whole gift in manifestation in his life? Emphatically, yes. Should be. The believer should. Do you understand me? Yes, very important. I'm one of those very few people that talk, that believe this, and I believe it so much with my life. And I'm going to give scriptures to back this up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Should I say I believe it, or should I say that is what the Bible teaches? I'm going to look at it from the scriptures together. Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's look at what he said. Chapter 12, verses 4. He said there are diversities of gifts. Now, the word diversities does not mean, listen, you know, number one, there is no purer in charisma. But in the way in which it is rendered, you can know if there is pure, the gift is a purer or not. But originally, there's no plural in charisma. There's nothing like charismas. Are we fine with it? Now, in the usage, you know. Now, I said there are diversities of gifts. Now, the word diversity of gift does not mean giving differently. It means there are different kinds of gifts. Now, remember, Paul said, I don't want you to be ignorant about the gifts. So, he's going to call, mention the names of the gifts. Example, there are different kinds of detergents. There are diversities of the targets, right? But it doesn't mean one person cannot have oil in his house or in his store. Secondly, please permit, as I always say, permit my illustration. They might not really be 100% right. But at least I'm trying to drive home something. Do you understand me? Permit it. Now, somebody has their different detergents. Omo. Gone are the days where we call all of them Omo. So today is the detergent, right? Omo, clean, area, sunlight, mama good, mama bad, everything together. Hallelujah. Now all these things are detergents, right? Now, there are diversities of detergents. Same with the diversities of gifts. But what happened? He said they are different, but he says something, he said, but the same God works all in all. Now when he talks about, for to one is given the word of wisdom. Now when you look at to one, it doesn't mean, listen to this, it doesn't mean to this person. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall I explain? Because part of those gifts, you see, and where people throw spanner into their wheel is very simple. They throw by themselves, they throw spanner into their wheel, and they scatter their wheel. How? Those people who think they are, you know, they call themselves the Pentecostals, they believe in speaking in tongues, they don't believe in some of them, not all. Yes, Olorun. Hallelujah. They don't believe in, they'll tell you, it's some people. Oh yeah, they say everybody should speak in tongues, right? Hallelujah. They are the one throwing spanner into their wheel by themselves. They're not contradicting themselves. Do you understand? Now there are several people like that. Not everybody should speak in tongues, but not everybody should prophesy. Hallelujah. I don't ask myself, what is prophesying? What is speaking in tongues? Do you understand me? They're gifts. Oh, everybody should exhibit them, but Jesus Christ said, these signs shall accompany them that believe they will speak in other tongues, right? He said they will cast out demons. They will heal the sick, right? He's here too now. The one is giving the gift of healing, meaning some don't have gift of healing. Paul wasn't saying anything different from what the master has said. But you know, we read it our own way. Somebody, I've listened to somebody who illustrated it like this. I believe his own illustration is better off for us to use. For example, permit me. We have this. Let's just call this like this. For example, number mass, Mr. Shuaga will help me. Oh my, I'm just calling my school teacher's name. You know what a set is? Aha! A set. You know what a set means? I don't forget to set, I mean. Before some people will leave their government school to have my own. Okay. Now set. Now you know what a super set is? A super set. I hope you don't go to Cuba. School. Hallelujah. You know what a superset is? So now look at a set. Every set is contained under where? Please take notes. Please permit me. You might go home and start using analogy with your brain. My analogy might not be 100% right. I know some people draw a set, so we're gonna be drawing. But Osman said it, so therefore, okay. Please. Now, a superset, just look at the context in which I'm using it. Now, a superset, every subset is contained in the universal set, right? Now, all these gifts are contained where? In the universal sense, which is the Holy Spirit has been bestowed on us. Do you understand me? Ephesians 1, it shows us that we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, bestowed. Hallelujah, we've been bestowed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Do you understand me? Now, it's the Holy Spirit that administered this gift to us, right? 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 Yes. Now these gifts are contained in the super set. And we've not received the Holy Spirit in half. John chapter 1. He said, you say, of his fullness have we all received. Hallelujah. Grace for grace. Hallelujah. 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 So now the Holy Spirit is what we have in full, complete. Pastor Chris Oyakunlemelo Tebogo, the complete Spirit of God, the seven Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful material. You can read it also. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, can we go ahead? Can we move ahead a bit? Can we move ahead a bit? Okay. Now, when it talks about to one is given, it's not meaning to one person. Do you understand me? To one person, to another person, another person. Talking about how they were exhibiting it. Do you understand me? But it's the same Spirit. It doesn't mean this person that is prophesying cannot speak with tongues. Do you understand me? But to really show the kinds of detergents. To really show the kinds of detergents. To show you that 1, 2, 3, 4. That's what you need to know. Because Paul is telling them, you don't need to be ignorant about this. And I'm going to show you some other scriptures that really portrays this very well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it is the earnest expectation of God wants us to exhibit the gift of the Spirit. We are to. Hallelujah. We have to exhibit the gift of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't ever throw spanner into your wheel. Everybody should speak in tongues, but not everybody should have word of wisdom. Not everybody could see vision. Don't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, you've gone past that level. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go ahead. Say, for to one is given the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge. These 9 gifts listed out here. Kenadegin divided it into 3. When in his book that I said I read, he divided it into, first of all, the revelational gift, the power gift, and the utterance gift. revelation gift. He calls it the words of wisdom, the words of knowledge, the words, and the gift of the discernment of the discernment of spirit. Right, go and call it of the discerning of spirit. There's nothing like gift of discernment. Do you understand? Gift of the discerning of spirit. Okay, or the discerning of spirit. Okay, another one we have the utterance gift. Okay, before we get to utterance, we have the power gift. Talk about the gift of faith, the gift of miracles, and the gift of healings. Power gift. After which, have the utterance gift. That's about the gift of prophecy, the gift of tongues, the gift of interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. Now, we've gotten this. I'm going to be able to talk to us today because of time on. I will talk on the utterance gift and some of the revelational gifts. I'll just twist them all in all. Hallelujah. Then on Saturday, we'll complete the remaining by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something. All these gifts, all the spiritual gifts, what is the meaning of spiritual? Why do we have spiritual gifts? Now, please, because I have to bias a general practice in the world today. And it must not be found among us. All these gifts are to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus. All these gifts, Jesus must be seen. We must not be seen. Are you hearing me? All this, Kenneth Hagin actually said in his words, spiritual gift would exalt Jesus and not yourself. Kenneth Hagin said that in his words. Spiritual gift would exalt Jesus and not yourself. Very powerful. He also said in his book, I want to use his words very well. He said, if anyone speak in any gift, not proclaiming Jesus as Lord, is not speaking by the Spirit. Verses 3. Did you understand that? It's not speaking by the Spirit. In your pocket, there's 15 naira. So you want to try me? That's if I'm a prophet. This pocket, there's 15 naira. If you go to your house, if you enter, I'm inside your bedroom now. You turn like this. You're showing yourself. Abi? Hallelujah. You are showing yourself. Hallelujah. Yes, most prophets do that. Most prophets do that. Maybe they've given you a prophet. They say, in your father's house, there's a tree outside. Another tree. It has never produced fruit for 10 years. Am I lying? Man of God! Man of God, prophesy! I said, okay, if you enter into your father's living room, I'm inside there now. If you look to this side, you see his picture. And at the back, there is one bottle people used to put a honey inside. Man of God, prophesy! That is prophecy. Now, who is the pastor? Who is the man of God showing? He's showing himself because he wanted you to believe him. Oneself is already being shown. If you like have everything in operation, you're not speaking by the Spirit. You know, we have, yes, some people, yeah, you have to be very, very careful. Are you hearing me? The lady who followed Paul for days, was he not calling Paul the son of the living God? Hear him. She was possessed with a familiar spirit, the Bible says. Right? Have you read that? She was possessed, but she was proclaiming. The Bible says she brought much good for her master. She was doing similar things. So you have to be careful when people begin to show themselves. Hallelujah. Now I'm to prophesy. You have to buy me 2 goats before the Spirit will move. You have to move the prophet. For the prophet to move, to invoke the Spirit on you, you have to be careful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you understand me? Neither am I saying the prophetic ministry is void.
You understand? I'm only telling you that every gift, every office must proclaim Christ. We need to be careful when we begin to preach ourselves and not Christ. Christ must be seen in our message. Are you hearing me? The moment the view is changing from Christ to you, you begin to change. You will begin to watch it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The moment you are standing on the pulpit and the attention is shifting from Christ to you, you have to be careful. Do you understand me? The center is Christ. The center is the world. Not you. Hallelujah. My brother, if you are managing yourself and your cell leaders are not coming to hear Christ, they are coming to see you. They are coming to see cell leader Femi, the one is going to use his hands to do to lead anointing. Once the attention is moving to you, brother, you have to watch it. Are you hearing me? To watch it, you have to go. Yes, now, yes. I'll tell you something. Let me tell you something. Some months back, we began to do prophetic service, right? And the Lord had attention was shifting to me. That was why I stopped. It's not that we were not having accurate prophecies. We were. But our station people were now coming to meetings to see Pastor Smart. To see Prophet Smart. So somebody sent me a text message, Prophet Smart. Somebody, let me even tell you what happened. Somebody was going to do something. He now called me. I don't know how I gave the person my number. He said, sir, can you actually prophesy to tell me how life, come on? Me? Do you understand me? That's the major reason we've not had that meeting for a long time, that prophetic service. Because the attention must not be me. Are you hearing me? No matter how I try to make it look, but it must not be me. You know, then whenever I'm coming for prophetic service, I'll just wear my jalabi and that girl. Say, this prophetic service today must be prophetic. You understand? But the attention was shifting to me and not Christ. I know of several people that came to meeting because of that. Hope you know that. That after receiving words of prophecy, when they came another week, they did not hear words of prophecy. Did they come again? But you have to shift the attention. The attention is on the world. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. When people begin to come and follow Pastor Smart, say, yeah, Pastor Smart, I like his swag. I will run away from you. Hallelujah. Very important. So the attention is on Christ. The attention is on whom? On Christ. Can I hear him say it? So let's go ahead. Okay. Let's look at. I'm going to pick out some of those gifts one by one. Let's look at the words of knowledge first. Let's look at the words of knowledge. Gift of the word of knowledge. I want to talk about this now. When I begin to talk about the words of wisdom, the word of wisdom, you would see the difference. Because some people don't even cannot differentiate it. They don't even know when somebody is prophesying. And when somebody is releasing words of wisdom. Even some pastors don't. Do you understand? You just tag everything, prophet! Hallelujah. And that is where there's a problem. Hallelujah. Let's look at this. Okay? Words of knowledge, I said. Okay. The words of knowledge. The words of knowledge. Remember, he didn't say the one is giving knowledge, the gift of knowledge. The word is the word of knowledge. Do you understand me? The word of knowledge. Hallelujah. And the word for knowledge is the word gnosis, which is what people call scientific knowledge. I say people, I did not say me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. G-N-O-S-I-S. Gnosis. Hallelujah. It's not epignosis, but gnosis. Okay?
Okay, hallelujah. Now, the word for knowledge is, let me just tell you what I define it as, is the word of knowledge reveals the reveals supernaturally the present happening or conditions of a particular circumstance. Or it is a supernatural revelation of a certain fact in the mind of God concerning a people, places, or things, both presently or in the past. Take note of this one. You forget any other thing. I said, I gave two definitions of it. I said, the word of knowledge reveals supernaturally the present happening or conditions of a particular circumstance. Also, it could be a supernatural revelation of certain facts in the mind of God concerning people, places, both present or in the past. People, places, or things, both presently or in the past. And we have scriptures to show that. Hallelujah. 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 Have we written that? Okay, can we move ahead? Let's look at an example of the word of knowledge in the New Testament. Because, you see, I said word of knowledge is to reveal what is happening or what has happened in the mind of God, right? Are you hearing me? Now let's give examples. Let's look at Revelation chapter 1. Sorry. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 1, are you there? From verse 10. It says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice of trumpets saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in the books, and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus. Now he wrote the name of the churches. Stop. Now, chapter 2 and chapter 3, he now gives words for those churches. Listen, I don't want to talk about it, and I talk about the words of wisdom. They will separate it. Do you understand me? But it tells the look at chapter 2, verse 1. He said to the angel of the church of at Ephesus, right? He is not saying there is an angel in charge of any church. Then the word for angel here is the word to the pastor. Do you understand? But you say, God has put angel in charge of every church. Angel Michael is in charge of my church. Angel Gabriel, Angel River is in charge of my church. Hallelujah. So the angel of the church of Ephesus writes, this thing says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, that you cannot bear those who are evil. Now, he's telling them the present condition. Did you see? Now, listen to me. The seven church, the writings here, you can be prophetically, you can use it for what is happening to address some issues in the church. But as at that point, there were seven churches in Asia, and Paul and John was writing to them. Do you understand me? Now depends on if you want to carry one and put for yourself, fine. Hallelujah. But these were to the seven churches in Asia. Meaning he was revealing what was happening to them as at that point. Do you see that? I know your works. I know your deeds. What is that? The word of knowledge. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? The word of that is the word of knowledge. Okay, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now the words of knowledge, like we've seen here, can come in form of a vision. Understand? It can come in form of a vision, like what he had here. Hallelujah. Another example is Acts of Apostles chapter 10, 9. Let's look at Acts of Apostles chapter 9 concerning a man You know, some people say it's only pastors, it's only prophet that should, it's only prophet that should do what? That should have words of knowledge. No, it's for everyone. Look at this. Acts of Apostles chapter 9. We're going to read from verse 9 through 10. Okay. Verses 10. Sorry, chapter 9 to verse 10. It says, now, there was a certain disciple. Did you see that? There was a certain disciple. He didn't say a certain pastor. A certain disciple, a member in the church. Which we call Naaman. A certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. Ananias was not a prophet, too. Did you see that? Now, named Ananias, and to him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias. And he said, here I am, Lord. So the Lord said to him, arise and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying. Did you see? There are several people praying, no? But he said, this one, do you understand me? Now, if it were to be words, I mean, it was to be the gift of knowledge. Maybe God would have downloaded everybody praying to him, right? But it's a word of knowledge, a word for the now for somebody. Do you understand me? That shows, do you understand me? Now, he says, one praying, and in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him so that he might receive his sight. This is two things working at the same time. Paul was seeing a vision that a man called Ananias would lay hands on him. Paul was just, do you understand me? Paul was just getting to know God for the first time. I don't know if you understand me. And now Ananias is a disciple. He's not even, God didn't even speak to Paul. I mean to Peter or to James or to John. He spoke to Ananias, a disciple. You understand me? Words of knowledge. Told in the streets and where the person is doing. He's praying. Hallelujah. 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 Can you be that accurate? Emphatically, yes. I'll give you an example. There was a time after a meeting. Listen, I got the pushing of the spirit to go and talk to somebody. I don't even know the person. I just know it's going to be a lady somewhere. Do you understand me? About the gospel. And the Lord told me what I should do. The Lord now told me the block on the base. The block and the room number. Ah! So scary. I called one of my friends. He's in South Africa now. I called and I said, bro, God is sending me on an assignment. I don't even know this person. He's asking me to go and meet. But Lord said, I should go. He has given me the address and the number. The room number. I asked him to go and talk to the person about this. Not the person told me, say, it is well with your soul, though. Just let me in my own case. He said, it's well with your soul, though. I don't sat down. I said, oh, Father. To go and knock somebody, like, what if they pour me water? He said, most times we are like that. What if they pour me water? I don't know this person. I've never seen this person. Then, you know what the Holy Spirit told me? And I said, Father, let this person come out. And then I will go. After 30 minutes, I got the nugging again from my spirit. I was just sitting down trying to think about how I'm going to do it. I heard the Lord told me, go now, she's outside fetching water. As I got to the place, here's the person's house, here's the tap, the person was just carrying water inside. And coming out again. Then I said, woo, glory, hallelujah. God has made things easy for me, hallelujah. Words of knowledge. Do you understand me? Words of knowledge. Do you understand? Act of Apostles chapter 10. Let's look at chapter 10. Okay. Peter now, chapter 10 from verse 9. And the next day, as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up to the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat. But while they made it ready, he fell asleep into a trance and he saw heaven opened. And what happened? We saw those wonderful, you all know the stories, right? Well, let's read. And he saw the heavens open and an object like a grass sheet born at the four corners descending to him and let down into the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And a voice came to him saying, arise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, no, Not so, Lord. He knew it was the Lord. For I have never eaten anything common or unclean. And the voice spoke to him and said the second time, what God has cleansed, you must not call common. This was done 3 times. Then the object was taken into heaven. Now, while Peter wondered with himself about the vision which he had seen meant, behold, the man who had been sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simeon's house and stood before the gates. Do you understand me? Eh? Do you understand what I just read? Now, God gave Peter a word of knowledge concerning where he wanted him to go and preach, in the house of Cornelius, a Gentile. Do you understand? Word of knowledge. Now, while Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, 3 men are seeking you. Did you see? Word of knowledge. Did you see? 3 men are seeking you. Arise, go down. Therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. God gave him a word of knowledge. Do you understand me? Do you understand that? God gave him a word of knowledge. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. In the Old Testament, words of knowledge were also active in the ministry of someone like Samuel. Eh? Someone like Samuel, someone like Elijah, Elisha. Hallelujah. So you find that in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 3 to 19. 3 to 20. Elijah, remember when Elijah was complaining to God, nobody has served, I'm the only one who is left, I'm the only one who has not served back. 1 Kings chapter 19, yes, from verse 14 to 19. He said, I'm the only one who has not served back. What did God do? God revealed to him that what? There are how many? He showed him that they have many other people who have not bowed to Baal. Hallelujah. Right? Right? God showed him. I've reserved for this. That is word of knowledge. God told him, I've reserved for myself. God not bow to bow. Words of knowledge. A word of knowledge. The gift of the word of knowledge. Remember Gehazi? Remember Gehazi and Naaman? When Naaman left, Gehazi went after him. Did you remember what Elisha told Naaman, 2 Kings chapter 5, let's look at verse 23. 2 Kings 5, 23. Oh, hallelujah. Are you there? If I'm there, I'm read. I'm there. If you're there, I read. Verse 23. So Naaman said, please take 2 talents. And he urged him and the two and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags. And no, everything. Look at what verse 25, sorry. He says, now he went in and stood before his master Elisha. He stood before his master. Elisha said to him, where did you go, Gehazi? And he said, your servant did not go anywhere. Was blowing a lie. As some people can blow lie. Yeah, he did not go anywhere. Okay? And he said to him, did not my heart go with you? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, did not my heart go with you when the man turned back? When the man turned back from his chariot to meet you, is it time to receive money and to receive clothing, olive groves? And he told him everything. And therefore, leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you. And all those things happened to the guy. Words of knowledge. Words of knowledge. Remember chapter 6, if you look at chapter 6, verse 8 to 12, talks about the secret of the Syrians. Who was knowing them? Elisha was aware of their secret. Word of knowledge. Do you understand? It's from the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Check this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. 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 We'll download a lot today. 8 gig filled up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Okay. We just read where? 2 Kings 6, Abi. Okay, let's look at the life of Jesus. Was the world of knowledge at work in his life, in his ministry? Huh? Yes. You remember the Samaritan woman? Jesus was able to tell her everything. Right? That you find in John chapter 4. John chapter 4. He told her everything, the Samaritan woman. Everything. Remember Peter too? About Ananias and Sapphira? Ananias and Sapphira? Peter knew. Hallelujah.
He said they lied against Jerusalem, but Peter was aware. Hallelujah.
And hallelujah. Ken Hagin gave a time ago in that his book then, he gave an illustration one time about a man and his family. A man, a pastor and his wife, they had no issue. So they went to adopt a child. They went to adopt a child, I remember. Now when they adopted the child, listen to the story. The child actually had a court issue. It was so because they didn't want the child to be convicted, they adopted the child to train the child. The child was done with school and went to the university. He was done with school and wanted to get a job. But those old traces which he had were beginning to come back. He was still battling with it. So when he went to get the job, he went for an interview. On coming back, the pastor's wife was washing dishes. She was washing dishes. And as she was washing the dishes, she just fell into a trance and saw the young boy entering a pool house. When he entered the pool house, first 2-3 steps in, and in that vision, she said she was praying. Do you understand me? She was praying in tongues. Do you understand me? And he entered 1-3 steps, she turned back and came out. And the lady woke up and was speaking in tongues and was thanking God for the victory. The young boy came home. And he ran to the woman and said, Mommy, now he's calling her Mommy. Mommy, I am victorious today with joy in his heart. And the mother said, I will tell you what really happened. So what? He said, she now narrated the trance she had to the young guy. The guy said that was exactly what happened. He entered 3 feet in, but the nurse didn't know what happened. Something pulled him out. Hallelujah. Words of knowledge. The mother knew. Do you understand me? The mother knew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very important. Words of knowledge. Who can receive it? Every believer. Hallelujah. The Bible told us that we should desire spiritual gifts. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's inside, you bring it out. Hallelujah. Remember, it's done by the Spirit. You don't just open your mouth and want to talk. Yes, done by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. I thought I'll be done by now. Okay, words of wisdom. I need to clarify these two. Even if I don't talk about any other thing, we'll know speaking in tongues, we'll know interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. But I'll talk about interpretation of tongues after this. That the rest will conclude in some other time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Words of wisdom. What are the words? What are words of wisdom? Okay. I define the word of wisdom as this. It says the word of wisdom. Bring supernatural revelation of the plan and purpose of God. It talks about or brings revelation about the plan and the purpose of God. Hallelujah. The plan and the purpose of God. That's the word of wisdom. Now, word of wisdom is not prophecy. Do you understand me? Because this is the same mistake they also made in the Old Testament. They made the same mistake in the Old Testament. The word of wisdom is not prophecy. It's not foretelling. You know what prophecy is, right? Right? Prophecy, the Bible shows us, prophecy is for edification. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, right? So he that prophesies speaketh what? For edification of the church, of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? That is no prophecy. Words of wisdom are not prophecy. But the prophet, listen, you have to understand this because I'm going to be a bit wonderful. Hallelujah. Now, but a prophet, should I talk about the prophetic? Okay, no, let me leave it. Okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. The prophet must exhibit at least two of the revelational gifts out of the three I mentioned. Must. But let's leave that. That is, I'm saying that so that you would not say, I am saying the office of the prophet is gone. No. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, words of prophecy is not words of wisdom. Do you understand me? Now, though words of wisdom may be conveyed through the vehicle of prophecy, doesn't make it prophecy. Do you understand that? I will explain with an illustration. Though words of wisdom might be conveyed through prophecy, but it is not prophecy. For example, I have a car, or I have an automobile, or I have a car. It doesn't mean I am a car. I have a car. But the car is conveying me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Okay, hallelujah. Look at when we talk about words of wisdom, let's look at it from the New Testament. New Testament. Acts of Apostles chapter 21, verse 10 to 11. Remember the prophet Agabus? Who remember Prophet Agabus? Okay, let's go there. Okay. Wonderful guy. Chapter 21, are you there? Verses 10. Oh man. Now, and as we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judah. Prophet, when he had come to us, he took Paul's belt and bound his hands. Now he's prophesying. He's a prophet. Now, here is the vehicle of prophecy. Remember, I said words of wisdom can come through the vehicle of prophecy. It doesn't make it prophecy. And it doesn't mean all words of wisdom must come through the vehicle of prophecy. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Okay, look at this. Now, he bound his hands. He bound, he took Paul's belt and bound his own hands and feet. Thus hear the Lord. Thus hear the Holy Spirit. You see? He's about to prophesy, but he's releasing what? Words of wisdom. Did you understand that? So shall the Jew
at Jerusalem, bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him to the hands of the Gentiles. Did you see that? Did you see that? Eh? Did you see that? Under prophecy. I mean, that is words of not words of wisdom coming under the vehicle of what? Prophecy. Do you understand that? How many of you understand? Let me see your hands. Okay, look at Acts 27. Now, from verse 8 to 10. Look at now, Paul is going to give something now. Now, this is not coming under any vehicle of any prophecy. This is words of wisdom. Now, 27, from verse 8 to 10. Now, passing with difficulty, they were on their way inside a ship. This was where they had a shipwreck. Hallelujah. Now, Paul gave a warning by the Spirit. Passing through the difficulty, we came to a place called Fair Heavens, near the city of Lystra. Some people give the name of their church Fair Heavens. Hallelujah. Heavens. Now, verse 9. Now, when much time had been spent and sailing was now dangerous because of the fast was ready, Paul advised them, saying, "Men, I perceive." Did you see? "Men, I perceive that this voyage will be with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also of our lives." Did you see? He's seeing what will happen afar off. Do you understand me? Why? Words of knowledge talks about the present and the past. Words of wisdom give direction concerning the future. Hallelujah. 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 Now look at verses 23 and 24 again from that same chapter. Now, for there stood by me this night an angel of the Lord, to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me." Hallelujah. Paul was telling them that God and that an angel of God appeared to him to tell him, do you understand me? And he encouraged them. Hallelujah. 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 Look at verse 22. He tells us, "Now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life amongst you, but only of the ships." Hallelujah. Then he went down to explain. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 In the Old Testament, we see somebody like Noah. Just want to be fast. Somebody like Noah receiving words of wisdom when God asked him to make the ark, right? Right? Those are words of wisdom that talks about what? That talks about a supernatural revelation of the plan and purpose of God. Do you understand? Don't miss it. That talks about the plan and the purpose of God. Do you understand me? Genesis 19:29. When the angel visited Abraham to tell him about Lot, what is going to happen to Jonathan in Sodom and Gomorrah. Hallelujah. And so on and so on. You see those things. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. Now. Words of wisdom and words of knowledge work hand in hand. You need to understand that. Sometimes works hand in hand. Now, also, when I spoke about words of wisdom, words of knowledge, most of the times when these things were spoken of, okay, also, words of wisdom, you know, the prophecy about redemption, the plan of redemption, prophecy about redemption were words of wisdom. Hope you know that. Talks about God's plan and God's purpose. Salvation through faith, which is found in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Now, when they actually had, now more the time that there was, or most of the time, when the prophet of old did prophesy concerning things that were happening, they were actually releasing words of knowledge. Do you understand? Most times, hallelujah. Words of knowledge. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 3.
from verse 3 to verse 10, when Saul was looking for the father sheep, right?
He said he's looking for a seer, one who will prophesy where the sheep is, right? But when now from the light of the gospel, from the light of this, we now know that it was not actually words of prophecy or prophetic. It was actually words of knowledge. To know. Do you understand? To know. Do you understand me? Even today, right now, your father is worried about you. Do you understand me? When something is missing, they go to meet the prophet. After Saul was done anointing, Paul was done anointing Saul. After a while, it was time for them to reveal Saul. When they called for the people, Saul was hiding. Nobody knew where Saul was. Do you understand me? And they inquired of the Lord. They inquired of the Lord. And the Lord spoke out where the guy was hiding. Do you understand?
So if things were missing, they go and meet the prophet.
Hallelujah. So wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Words of wisdom, words of knowledge. Now I said they move hand in hand. I wanted to show you something in Revelation. The other time, chapter 2, if you read those churches. Now, I only showed us about the churches in chapter 2 of Revelation. If you read those churches critically. After saying what their works were, what was happening at that point, he goes ahead to tell them. He goes ahead to tell them. Let's look at chapter 2, verses. Verses 4 to 5. It says, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have not, that you've left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the works." Now, he's telling him the mind of God. Do you understand me? God's plan. Say, you go back and do the works. Lest I'll come quickly and remove your lampstand from its place. Do you understand me? I remove your lampstand from the place. Do you understand me? So the words of knowledge mostly goes to the words of wisdom. You don't just, if you give a word of knowledge concerning a situation that is negative, don't leave without the words of wisdom. Are you hearing me? Oh, very important. Very, very important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So very important. So yeah, and you need to understand these things critically. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I won't have you to be ignorant about some things today. So I will just show you one or two other things. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'm about to round up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, we all know speaking in tongues, right? You don't have need for me to start teaching you about speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Okay, but there's something that we mistake sometimes in. Some people tell you prophecy is bigger than speaking in tongues. I don't know what people mean when they say that. It's ignorance gone on rampage. Prophecy and speaking in tongues are the same, but they become on the same scale when interpretation is there, especially when you are talking to people. When you define somebody, but you are prophesying in a church and I'm speaking in tongues, so we are doing the same thing. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Very important. But let me explain that to you. Listen to this. He says, from verse 8. Okay, no, let me start from verse 6. Verse 4. He who speaks in the tongues edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Look at, he's putting them on the same scale. He who speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself, prophesies edifies the church. Do you understand? Edification, both of them. Hallelujah. Now, verse 5. Say, I wish you all speak with tongues, but even more that you prophesy. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets. Paul said it clearly, and he said the reason why he said it. Do you understand? It is clear. Paul never said prophecy is bigger than speaking in tongues on its own. Do you understand that? He said he who, and he's talking about speaking to the people. Do you understand me? He never said prophecy is bigger than tongues. But he said, for listen to what he said and what he did not say. Say, but even more that you prophesy, for he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless he interprets. Meaning, if I am speaking in tongues and communicating to you, they don't understand. Except that I interpret. Do you understand me? There, you'll be happy. The same way, if somebody has speaking if somebody has spoken to you the same words in English, you'll be edified, right? Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues is to tell you what you have said in your language. The same way prophecy is to edify you. Hallelujah. Please get that. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's go ahead. Now, Paul actually had a wonderful teaching here. Hallelujah. Okay. He told them about speaking in tongues. Then verse 13, he said, therefore, let him who speaks in tongues pray that he may interpret. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Second. Okay. Are you with me? We're looking at, not my name. First Corinthians. I don't want to be bending my head down again. That's 14, where you want 13. Okay. Okay. Now it says, wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray, now if you just stop there and say, you have to go and fast and pray for you to interpret. No. What he's trying to communicate there is desire. Desire. The gift is within. Hallelujah. Desire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray. Now you have to get this. Now Paul is telling them how. Say, I will pray with my spirit, and I will pray with my understanding also. You understand me? Are you hearing me? Okay, Pastor said, I will pray in tongues, but I still pray by the signs of fruitful. What is the conclusion there? What will I do? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. The word is not with the understanding also, with the understanding also. Is it the Bible use D there? That's definite. I'll pray with the spirit, and I'll pray with the understanding also. There's an understanding that comes. And this is where I'm going to teach you guys. This is where speaking in tongues is very important. Interpretation. Hallelujah. You want to listen? Listen. Some people, I was doing a meeting before, they told somebody, do you have words of knowledge? So, but let me pray first. There's none. It's a gift that it's just that we really do not, you see, we don't have, most people, because of what they heard and what they've been taught, you don't desire this thing, you don't have this pastor, don't go with it. But desire that's it.
to plug in. The pastor said something. Pastor Shepard said something. Said you plug in, you connect. Hallelujah. You connect. Hallelujah. You connect how with your mouth, with your words. You connect. Just connect. That's all you need. Connect. Hallelujah. You leave your house. As I go, as I'm stepping forth, in the name of Jesus, all trust is granted me. I walk in the words. I walk with the gift of knowledge today. I walk with the gift of the word of wisdom today. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? You are connected. Hallelujah. Or you are connected already. Do you understand me? As you go forth, what will come? Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? You speak for those words. You are connected. All chance is granted me today. I love saying that. I from that, all chance is granted me today. All chance is granted me today that I will speak your word. I will speak the word. All chances is granted me today. Hallelujah. Every of these ministry gifts is for edification. Now he says, I pray in tongues, I will be understanding also. Years back when I was done with secondary school, a Christian fellowship lady visited me. I'm not calling the name for some confidential reason. He came with big problem. The mom is a teacher in school there. He came with a big problem. I read there, talk. I was not into all those nonsense stuff. Hallelujah. Yeah, I wasn't into all those stuff. So after I asked, okay, you know what? There's just one solution. She was like, what is it? We're alone in my house. I said, we need to speak in tongues. We need to pray. No. I was like, why? Why do I believe? I say yes. Say in my own church. I'm not talking about the church. My own church. Church. Hallelujah. In my own church, you must be in the spirit before you pray. And before you speak in tongues. So you need to pray in English till you get to that apex. I love, I say, oh my God. I like carry the Bible. I started another exegesis. Started teaching again. You understand me? It's something. And truth be told, I told her you are deceiving yourself. And when we are done talking, you have to know you are speaking in tongues. You just started speaking in tongues. Like, can you see how effortlessly you did it? Do you need to hit club 9? He said, no, you see, can you see yourself? Hallelujah. How easy it is to believe the truth. Very easy. Just accept it and do it. Very simple. The same way now, I say, let's speak in tongues. Oh, bariko, saka, almost go, hallelujah. Just easy. You just connect. Hallelujah. Now, as you pray in tongues, the Bible says there is the understanding that comes. Did you see that? There is the understanding that comes from that tongue. Hallelujah. Do you know what that is? That is the clue to your praying tongues. Hallelujah. That's the understanding that comes. Say, I will pray with my spirit and with the understanding. Now, what does the understanding do? Let's see. I will pray with the spirit and understand it. I will sing with the spirit. Oh, man, again, I'm so scared. And with the understanding, you not start getting the lyrics. Hallelujah. I'm full of wine. Hallelujah. Righteous. I'm so righteous. Gizada shada da begiga ozadoja hane baroze. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory, glory, glory! You see, you need to understand this. With your understanding that comes in your tongues. Glory, hallelujah! So as you pray in tongues like that, as you pray in tongues. I'll give you an example. A brother once was praying one day. He was praying and praying and praying and praying and praying. And then he just started praying. The word that was coming up. Now the understanding that came was, no death in the name of Jesus. No death, Mark Abashon. Not knowing that the sister in school was rushed to the hospital. It was the sister in school was rushed to the hospital. She had a serious accident. That could have taken a life. But the brother was praying in tongues. And with the understanding also. So he had a clue to what he was saying. Hallelujah. That was the interpretation of those words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I hear him say, when the spirit pushes you to pray, pray. Don't postpone it. Hallelujah. The Spirit will hit you to pray. When you have those urges, don't say, oh God, help me, oh God, help me. No, switch in. Hallelujah. Bible says the Spirit will make it intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Bible says, if I pray, my Spirit prays. Hallelujah. No, this will connect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You pray out the will of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And with the understanding that comes. With the understanding that comes. Hallelujah. That is the interpretation to your words. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 It's not something. These things are not, you know. I could remember the way some people respond to this spiritual gift, Pastor Wisdom, is, okay, I thought you were in the spirit. Hallelujah. The way some people respond to this spiritual gift, I think it's the same way people responded first when they were told speaking in tongues is something that, do you understand me? That's where people are responding. I was in church which day, and a brother was told, okay, how was all that? I'm not into it. I was like, who is this guy? Well, you can speak to us, but that is a pressure, but please don't go there. Because it's the same way. What's of wisdom? No, there's no word. Come on! Do you understand me? But today, listen, today, you cannot speak in tongues. I'm telling you. 1999, 2000, we fasted to speak in tongues. Me personally, I waited on the Lord. I waited. Oh, yes, that I fasted. When one person now threw spanner inside my fasting, do you understand what I mean? Now, say some people are speaking in tongues like that they're not anointed to. I said, He just, that was big spanner. He just entered there. I said, oh, hey. Some people, the anointing is for some people and not for some people. Just through big spanner. And everything I've been thinking, just, I went back to be waiting. I'm waiting on you. Waiting. I'm waiting. We wait. 2002 was the first day I now opened my mouth. Ba 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 ba. You pray deeper. Hallelujah. It's not a joke. You pray deep. One day I was doing money prayer at home. And I pray deep. You know, every wizard. Ba. My mom now said, smile, you spoke it to us. I said, yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, we waited. 2007, I was now reading Kenneth Hagin's book on spiritual gift, how effortlessly you could do it. I put my hand for her. I said, where was this book all these years? Hallelujah. I waited. Re-wait. Do you understand me? And that is what people are doing now. Other spiritual gift, I'm waiting on the Lord. And these are people who, do you understand me? Who dare you speak in tongues? Just speak in tongues. Okay, bro, do you have words of knowledge? I have to wait on the Lord. If your spirit is open, you will see. Hallelujah. It's just very clear. To hear what you get words. How do you close your spirit? Your doubts, number one. That is the number one and the only thing, your doubts. It's not possible. That is doubt. That's the doubt. Hallelujah. That's the doubt. It's just that doubt that just closes everything. Oh, it's not possible. Some people, if they open their mouth to now give the words of prophecy, oh my God, you just better keep quiet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Full of nephiotic words. And that is where the Bible comes. That is where the words in Colossians chapter 3 say, let the word of God do what? Chapter 3 verse 6, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, richly. You have the right message. Don't see someone say, I got the song from the realms of the Spirit. What is the song? It's taking me high to the upper places, above the shadows. Yes, now.
I sang a song one time. They sang a song one time. I was invited to preach in Lagos Secondary School. And they sang a song. A hymn. No, they usually sing hymn. Our president is here. He knows. Hallelujah. So they now sang the hymn. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable ground. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. First night, when I came up with that, and I read it. And I was reading it, and I was giving the scriptures. I was changing it. And I sang it a new way. Sang everything new. Teach me. The same thing again. Another teacher, I will not call the name because this recording might go to YouTube. Man came and threw spanner. It's not good to work among religious people. Hallelujah. Just threw spanner. That's it. I'm not positive. Just came and said, okay, after I'm done preaching about Zoe, the life of God, and where we are, far above. Far above, principal. I guess it was your set. when you guys were being inaugurated, I was on that minister. And to my greatest surprise, I just carried the bullet. He said, can we sing? She was doing it. Because of me. I know it was clear. Can we sing the hymn again? Lord, lift me up. I just carry my Bible. I let me sing. Hallelujah. You remember? I just carry my Bible. Okay. I guess I'm done preaching. Yes, now. You want to now throw spanner inside all I've taught. Yeah, yes, now. Because you are like saying everything I've taught was a waste of time. Do you understand me? You don't do that. Hallelujah. Well, the person that must have written a song will tell you it was born out of the Spirit. But let the word dwell in you richly. We are far above. Hallelujah. 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 And it also goes to for most of wisdom, the word of God needs to dwell richly in your heart. Could be God saying, you should not be eating corn. But if you eat corn, we have having pimples. How? What the hell does that concern? Do you understand me? Do you understand me? And take note, Christ must be revealed. And your words of wisdom words of wisdom must be in accordance with the written word of God. I know I use word written word of God. Please. It must not go against spiritual or the biblical truth. God said boldness is going to be coming to you small, small. You'll be receiving it small, small. Is it fish inside market? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Is it Nepal light? Is it sometimes the spirit of wisdom will come to you to go tomorrow? Leave that place. You are with a soothsayer. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. It must be in accordance with the word. Thus saith the Lord, bro. Pastor Philemon, if you don't change, you will lose your salvation. Salvation is an internal truth, right? So when you hear that word, you're already wise. Do you understand me? You're wise. To know. Do you understand me? You know common sense is at work. Hallelujah. 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 You can speak with tongues and get interpretation to your tongues. Concerning spirituals, I don't want you to be ignorant. And that's what I'm letting you know. You can get it immediately. I've heard somebody pray in tongues before.
Well, don't pray in tongues. The Holy Spirit has given another person, this is the interpretation of this person's tongue. In a meeting, person has said, there's somebody here. God say you are struggling to, you should be focused on this. That was the best stuff. I generally remember, I know I have it, it was one of the ones that we wrote during the vigil we had at Penard School. Do you understand me? And remember, he said, no, that tongues, you just interpreted, it's your tongues. Do you understand me? Like, you are generalizing it. God says, well, that's you interpreting your own words to yourself. That word is for you. And that sister said, actually the Holy Spirit told him that that word was for you, and exactly that word was for that person. Do you understand me?
Meaning the person got interpretation to his own tongues. Do you understand me? Glory, hallelujah. I can be speaking in tongues
and I'm getting interpretation. You are getting the same interpretation off of my tongues. Yes, possible. Don't be ignorant about the things of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at, let me tell you, very important. And this is very important for believers meeting. This is why I'm rounding up. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26. Look at it. Ah, Malabashara, da da da. Oh, God of Osha, Osakata,
I don't know how to receive songs from God. Look, your Bible.
Verse 26. How is it then, brethren? It's the same word when Paul was. No, some people that say, speaking in tongues, you might not get interpretation. Verse 18 tells you all. He said, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all. Do you understand me? Now look at verse 26. He said, now, how is it, brethren? Whenever you come together. Did it seem sometimes here? He said, whenever. Do you understand me? Whenever you come together. Each of you has a psalm. Each of you has a psalm. Did you see choristers have a psalm for you? Hallelujah. Meaning we can get psalms. Everybody in the meeting can get psalms and we'll sing everybody's psalms. This is how believers' meeting should be. Do you understand me? Each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Each of you. You say some of you have, do you understand me? Each of you have this. Let things be done. Let all things be done for edification. That's how it should be done orderly. Not everybody gets edified. Do you understand me? But each of you do have it. But yeah, the Spirit is in operation in all of them the same way. Do you understand me? Let it be done for edification. So these gifts, the spiritual gifts, are for edification of the church, of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. When you are beginning to do it to show yourself, then you are shifting away. Hallelujah. But I've been telling me the truth, I will shut myself from you. Are you hearing me? Do you understand me? Okay, you. Talk to the Lord. I told you, I'm not sure. Okay, you're not sure. You want to try me? Okay. It's not that we cannot. It's not that. See, listen to me. It's not that we cannot do it. Do you understand me? But when you begin to show yourself that I'm not Christ, there's a problem. Do you understand? Do you understand that? I know I've spoken to somebody before, the person didn't or is not believing me. I know I said, okay. Because I knew the scripture. And I said, so that you would know it is God that has sent me. And I went down to tell the person other details about his life. And I said, it's not you, but it's God. Do you understand me? To nobody know it is God. Oh, you can do such. Hallelujah. But you're not showing yourself. You're saying, okay, don't doubt the anointing. You have a shoe that is blue. It has a yes. That shoe, watch it. I want to tell you something that only you know about that shoe. If you look at that shoe under, there is this, you are not discovered, but you say, you bewitched. You have already defined yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have defined yourself. So you let Christ be seen. Hallelujah. All these things for edification. It's not to show yourself. And you know one thing? It's not for pastors alone. I showed you Ananias. Right? Right? It's for everybody. Ananias was a disciple, a layman in the church. Just somebody that comes to church to see it and hear the word. But have a lot of knowledge. Do you understand me? So don't allow anybody to talk to you that is only pastors or a prophet that should. It's everybody. Hallelujah. That you be no slave to man. Some people run after pastors, run after prophets. Come on, I'm not saying their offices is not important. It is very important, but hey, it is Christ that should be seen and used to be edified. Is Jesus glorified and we edified? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. Let's be on our feet. Let's pray. Each of you have a psalm. Each of you have a teaching, have a tongues. Hallelujah. So we're going to have psalms today. Hallelujah. We're going to have interpretations of tongues today, right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We're going to all be edified. Hallelujah. It is Christ glorified. We are edified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Let's begin to worship him. Let's thank 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 him.